Well, it is January, and that is the time that we try and start good habits. And if that good habit is something that brings you financial security, all the better. And if you can start that good habit with simple steps, you might be asking yourself the question, what am I waiting for? We are now joined by financial advisor Paul Merriman, the founder of AskPaul.ie, who is going to talk to us about ways to save in the year ahead. You're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start with the very, very absolute beginners. If you're someone who is terrible with money, has zero savings, and you're totally daunted, where do you begin?
Okay, so it's very easy. Try and find 1 euro today, Derval. That's all it needs to do. So 1 euro, it doesn't make a difference what the size of the money is. Once you start saving. So saving doesn't have to be about hundreds of thousands of euro or tens of thousands of euro. Just 1 euro today. And actually up on our Instagram page, askpaul.ie today, we're going to have our savings challenge, which is if you put 1 euro aside this week and then 2 euro next week and then 3 euro. So every week it increases by 1 euro.
Yeah.
It's going to be 1,378 euro by the end of the year.
That's so not to be sniffed at.
It's a really good place to start. And we always recommend from an emergency fund point of view that people would have at least €1,000 put aside. So it's a great way for someone to start. And it's about not being overwhelmed by it either. Like there's loads of things to be doing in January, whether it's money or fitness or loads of people have loads of different goals. So yeah, trying to find that 1 euro today or is the back of the sofa. Yeah,
so whether it's not grabbing that coffee or...
Exactly. And obviously the challenge gets more difficult like in halfway through the year, be €26 in a week. And that's when maybe the coffee drops or you start bringing your lunch to work and you start dropping off maybe some expenses or you start changing your utility providers. But it's about not trying to do everything today or next week or this month. It's about just trying to say, great, if we can afford 1 euro, 2 euro, it eases me into it and then you can gradually go from there.
Yeah, because it can be quite overwhelming, the thought of having to try and save up. So trying to shift it into a little bit at a time. Talk to me about the concept of, you know, the emergency fund. Because sometimes people say, oh, you know, if you lost your job, you'd want to have at least 3 to 6 months.
Yes.
But that emergency fund you're talking about, that is just for if you need to get...
Exactly. So let's say the fridge breaks down, kids smash the window, the clutch in the car goes or brake goes, something like that. So, and what it's really there for, it's actually there to protect your financial plan. So number one is there to stop you from going to the credit union or going to your credit card and having to borrow and then pay interest on that, say, €1,000 for argument's sake or 500 or whatever it is. But also, if you have a plan, let's say you're sitting down today and you want to get on the property ladder and you're trying to save €1,000 a month for argument's sake for the next 2 to 3 years. That's how long it would take. If you have an emergency and you don't have your emergency fund, you're going to have to either take money out of it. And then psychologically, you might feel like you failed, especially if it's in the first few months. And then you might say, oh, do you know what? I can't handle this. I'm going to book a holiday with the rest of the money. And then your goal is going out the window. So it's a two-pronged approach. Number one is to stop you from borrowing. And number two is to protect you for whatever your financial goals are.
So we live in a digital world and we probably don't even keep piggy banks anymore.
Yes.
But where would you recommend people start to save their money?
Okay, well, don't go with your normal bank and don't go with the likes of Revolut, because everyone has Revolut. And the reason for that is it's out of sight, out of mind, is what you want. So you don't want to be logging into your day-to-day banking app and seeing your savings, because you're going to be too prone to maybe taking it out and spending it. And especially if it comes towards the weekend. And, you know, January is, like I said, a difficult time towards the end of the month as well. So yeah, I'd always pick a bank that's not typically your main bank you use. Credit union's fine for starting off and these things as well, maybe. And there's some other, like I would use the EBS. I use that because, no disrespect to them, but their tech is a little bit slow. So I don't usually log in that often. It's hard to get the money out. So it's like a real out of sight.
You've created a challenge for yourself.
For your emergency money or your kind of short-term cash requirements that you might need for the year. That's where you're out of sight, out of mind.
And what about interest rates? If you are putting money into a bank, it's pretty poor.
It's really poor. Yeah. And the big thing here is, unfortunately, you're going to have to look outside of Ireland. So I'd always recommend Raisin. So Raisin are a European platform. You have one account. You've access to
Raisin
over 20
like
foot. Yeah, it's RAISIN. Sorry, yeah, Raisin.ie. So Raisin has access to over 25 banks throughout Europe and their interest rates are far superior than Irish banks. So you need to set up one account at Raisin and you're going to get interest rates up well over 3% on fixed amounts. Means big thing in Ireland
although for how long?
They can be for 3 years and 7 year fixed rates. You can get up to 2.8% for a 1 year fixed rate. So they're beating all the Irish banks. And the big thing here about interest rates is pardon?
Hi.
Well, it's a very, very good question because Irish banks just simply aren't passing on the interest rates to the consumers. They're keeping the interest for themselves. We've seen this this, even when inflation went up and, you know, deposits throughout Europe went up massively, the Irish banks just kept the interest for themselves and put onto their balance sheet. So they're way more competitive in Europe. They need to be more competitive.
Yeah,
and because the EU directive, you can put your money anywhere. So it's really important that you do this. So I'd set an account up there. You can do regular or monthly as well. Now, unless you're doing something like you were saving there for like a mortgage, Bank of Ireland have a really good mortgage saver. So it depends again on what your actual goal is. But for lump sums, I think in Ireland at the moment on overnight rates, which is close to 0%, we've got 170 billion just sitting there earning nothing or practically nothing. So we get a little bit lazy when it comes to this. Inertia kicks in. And in Raisin as well, they had the same 100,000 euro guarantee on deposits as well.
Yeah, I was so just going to ask about that because sometimes if it's banks outside of the jurisdiction, obviously they have to be
regulated
here by the European Central Bank. So and some people do worry sometimes about... Yeah. You know, online or the new fintech era, are they safe enough?
Yes, they are. They're safe. And again, they have that guarantee up to the 100,000. If you think about it, if someone who woke up this morning, you're looking enough to have about 2.5 million in your bank, you could spread it across a 25 of the banks nearly in Raisin and have your full capital guaranteed because 100,000 on each bank. So it's a really, really good way to make your money work harder for you. But you need to as well, because inflation we know is riding around 2%, and you need to get your money making money for you. Otherwise, it's devaluing and you just don't need your hard-earned cash and savings devaluing. So you need to fight for your money to get the best interest it can, in my opinion.
We're assuming that we all have the same personality types when it comes to these things, but money, it's, people have kind of a very emotional, it's like a big relationship that people can have with money. So what if you, look, and people mightn't get paid monthly, they might get paid, you know, every 2 weeks or whatever. So how do you match your personality type and your relationship with money to what's out in the market?
So it doesn't really make a difference what your personality type is. I think it comes down to everybody's financial goals and what their goals are, and that will probably match their financial personality more. So what your goals are, but you're risk averse. So like for some clients I meet, they want to really clear their mortgage as soon as possible. It's not always the best thing to do with their money, but it's been bred into them maybe from their parents.
Psychology.
And don't forget, you kind of get your money habits as well from your parents by the time you're 6 or 7 years of age. So people are walking around maybe 20 or 30 years feeling the same way about money. So what I always advise is, this is where a financial planner or somebody that's qualified can come in handy to help you devise a financial plan that really suits your own risk profile. And that's not about investing risk profile, just risk profile in relation to, is it clear a mortgage early? Is it saving? Is it getting better interest rates? So a good financial plan will map your goals and then be able to take your personality and your risk profile into consideration. So that's why having a goal setting plan is always really important, not just letting money sit there.
And do you have like a kind of beginning of year audit of everything that's going out, subscriptions, you know, things like that, or your utility providers and everything, you know, because some people can be very, very smart doing that and others are...
Oh, others don't care. Yeah, and in fairness, some people don't want to even, would kill them to sit down and even do a budget. So using a financial planning consultation, you get a client to fill in a complete what's called a fact find, information where everything, all the money's coming in, all the money that's going out. You do a quick audit on where it's going, is it going to the right places? And then it's back to that goal setting. And usually... some people that don't care about, say, switching utility providers or overpaying for subscriptions or money just leaking, if you can show them that they stop it and they achieved their goal. So if you can show somebody by switching utility provider or by stop paying banking fees for no reason, you might be able to retire a year or two earlier because you can overpay your mortgage and save yourself on interest. That's when people care about utility providers, and that's when they care about banking fees and things that they leak that they shouldn't leak. So again, it's coming back into goals.
What's the difference between rich people and the rest of us? That they make money work for them.
Yes, it's
and
making
the rest
money.
Of us work for money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A couple of questions from some of our listeners. Laura McQuillan says, do I have to pay dirt on Raisin Bank interest?
You do indeed. And some of on Raisin, sometimes they will have what's called a withholding tax as well. So you'd have to declare. So if you start saving with Raisin today, you don't need to make that declaration to revenue until October 2027. So yes, you would have to pay your dirt that way.
John, who is a retired cardiologist, says to ask you, what about Revolut savings? Do you recommend that?
Yes, again, Revolut have that really good interest rates as well. They're not as good as somebody you'll find on Raisin, but they are better than Irish banks in most cases. If you head over to ccpc.ie, they'll give you a full breakdown of all the different banking interest rates rather than saving rates on all the various difference. The problem I find with Revolut is that in my experience, the past, some people have had experience where they've been locked out of it. I think there's still a lot to go from a fintech point of view, where with Raisin, you're dealing with the actual physical banks. So it's not the Raisin piece, the fintech, the platform, where Revolut are still in that fintech space. And I think a lot of people feel nervous holding the money there in case they get locked out, because they still have a little bit of an issue with the fintech, in my opinion.
Does the fact that we have all this fintech and where it can be very, very easy to retrieve money, move money, whatever, is that one of the...
It is a kind of draw. That's what I was saying. Try and put your savings, especially your emergency fund or your short-term savings, into somewhere that's out of sight, out of mind. Again, back to that. And same with the Revolut. But yeah, Revolut's perfectly fine. Their interest rates, like I said, are better than banks, and the majority of Irish banks. But I would, again, if you're going for the highest interest, you're going to have to look at Raisin.
Obviously, there's a difference between short-term savings and medium and long-term ones. And people do have an appetite for risk. And some will... take more risks than others. So.
Yes, and you're looking at investing then. Once you don't, like, my main recommendation, if you don't need your money for 5 years, you should really, really be looking at investments and looking at a well-diversified portfolio. So looking at something with stocks and shares in it, some bonds in it, etc. And making sure it's well-diversified. I mean, some of the funds that we've been dealing with have been doing well over 10, 11% per annum for the last 30 years, on average, sorry, per annum, over the last 30 odd years. So investment markets do typically give the best returns, but we know that markets go up and down in value. But if everybody, say, listening this morning agrees that markets go up and down in value, if you just take the message that just take my money out when the market's up, you'll be okay. But the problem is people put their money in and then panic when the market drops a bit. So you're supposed to just leave your money invested for a long period of time, a small amount of money for a long period of time, and only take it out when the market's up, which is often the case, because usually 70% of the cases.
Tricky. Teresa from Cork said, I have an urgent repair on my mother's roof costing 18,000. So it's much bigger than the emergency fund. She's in a nursing home. Where is the best place to get a loan?
Well, if her mum is in a nursing home, I'm not sure whether she's able to make her own financial decisions at this stage. I'm not too sure what it is. But if the family home is mortgage free, the bank, the local bank, should be able to help. You might be able to take the loan out in your own name and gift it to your mum. There's a little bit of implications there in relation to paper and that. But typically I would just go for a personal loan in the child's name rather than the mum's name, because it sounds like she might be able to.
Do you recommend government bonds, Paul?
No. I don't. The state savings today is 1.32%. I know it's tax-free, but 1.32% versus 2.8% or 2.9% on a year is massively different. So again, you have to make your money work hard for you.
I think Mary wins prize of the day. She said, hi all, yesterday I cancelled half a gym subscription, one Netflix account, another subscription and one paper subscription. I saved approximately €1,250 for 1 hour's work. Amazing. Not a bad hourly rate, says Mary.
That's the way too. And actually a quick tip for anyone there, if you have got an iPhone or an Android phone, if you just type subscriptions into your search bar, it will bring you to all the subscriptions you have at the moment, and you can just cancel them all. Big tip.
Well done, Mary. You've done extremely well. Paul Merriman, thank you very, very much for joining us, and we'll take a break.